This is the PS5. So, the new PS5 has officially been leaked. With a unique design, some cool features, and a lot more packed in with it. So here's everything you need to know about the new PS5. Welcome to Check Your Tech. So yes, welcome. Now, exciting news for PlayStation fans. It's just like with the new Xbox Series X, the PlayStation 5 has been announced. However, no price has been leaked, so it seems like both Xbox and PlayStation are playing a game of chicken to see who can beat the other with price and sales, because in the end of the day, it's a competition for them both. So first, we are going to look at the design of the PS5. So after nearly an hour of PS5 games announcements, which is very crazy, Sony revealed the hardware design after teasing it for the duration of its PS5 live event on Thursday. The PS5 console includes a white and black design to match the new controller that will be included in the box. The PS5 will stand vertically, just like the Xbox Series X, and it's primarily designed to be placed and will include two versions. So there's going to be two versions of the PS5. One with a 4K Blu-ray drive and a pure digital edition. The PS5 variant without the optical drive looks sustainably thinner than the regular model, and that is thanks to the removal of the drive. So because of that, giving two different variants, the pure digital edition will probably be cheaper. Now, as I said, there's been no price leaked, but what experts are saying is the PS5, the original one, could range from about £500 to £550, and the digital one around £450. But that's just an estimate. As I say, we don't really know. Now, the removal of the drive, as I said, from the digital edition will make it cheaper, but Sony has not mentioned any price. So Sony simply revealed the design during its live event. They haven't provided anything of pricing of anything, because they haven't just released the console and the controller. They've released a lot more. Just like the Xbox Series X, the PS5 can be placed vertically or horizontally underneath a TV or monitor. Sony has built a stand that works for either orientation. Or the company's using what looks like a slightly different stand for the digital edition of the PS5. The top of the PS5 unit also appears to include vents for heat dissipation, with a USB-A and a USB-C port at the front, which, I mean, we all need. Sony has also created several accessories for the PS5, including a DualSense charging station, a new HD camera, a plus 3D wireless headset, and a media remote. So quite a bit there, quite exciting. But Sony has not yet announced pricing for any of its accessories, or whether they'll be at launch alongside the new PS5 console, or will be further along after it's been launched. So Sony, like Microsoft, has slowly provided more information about its next-gen PlayStation 5 in recent months. The console will arrive in the holiday season and is powered by an 8-core AMD Zen 2 and a CPU and a custom AMD RDNA 2-based GPU. And the custom AMD chips will provide 10.28 teraflops of power using variable frequencies on both the CPU and the GPU. Sony's also using an SSD solution to boost load times for games. The SSD will provide 825 GB of storage and a 5.5 GB of performance. Sony's requiring that all games be installed to the internal SSD to make use of the read speeds. Epic Games recently provided a stunning Unreal 5 tech demonstration running on the PS5, showing off the loading of cinematic 8K assets and dynamic lighting effects. The PS5 will also support 8K graphics, 4K graphics at 120Hz refresh rate and 3D audio, which sounds so exciting, guys, how 8K is starting to be coming in consoles. It's in the making, as I say, it's not really out there. But as well, guys, with 120Hz refresh rate, it's packing in some good specs. So Sony also announced the PS5's DualSense controller on April the 7th. The controller features adaptive triggers, haptic feedback, and a new create button that is designated to share gameplay content, which is just making it that much easier. Like the company DualShock controllers, the D-pad and buttons will remain on the top half of the controller, while its two analog sticks will be on the bottom, just like any other previous controller. The DualSense will also have a centered mountain touchpad and a redesigned light bar that sits on each side of the touchpad. The PS5 will also support an overwhelming majority of the more than 4,000 PlayStation 4 titles that exist today. We're expecting backward compatible titles that will run at a boosted frequency on the PS5 so they can benefit from higher or more stable frame rates and potentially higher resolutions. So even though it's going to do a backward compatible, it's still going to make games on PS4 look better on the PS5, even though the ones haven't been released on the PS5. And Sony said this all in March, quite, you know, a couple of months ago. And Ubisoft has already said that Assassin's Creed Valhalla is headed to the PlayStation 5 this holiday season. So, a lot of games that's coming in there. But guys, the memes are real on the PS5 with the design. Now, you either love it or hate it. That's only the case with PlayStation, same with the controller. But it's the console itself. People are saying it looks like a coffee machine, a Wi-Fi box, an old Xbox 360, a work folder, a Wii U. I mean, lots more. The list does go on. It's pretty, you know, funny how, you know, all of the, how it looks, it is. But on the other side, guys, it's different. It looks futuristic. It's got a nice design. People are saying it's too tall. Well, you can put it horizontally. It don't have to be vertically, so it can fit. It'll be able to fit in almost everyone's setup, so don't worry about that. The announcement was last on Thursday, so if you have not seen it, go watch it. But I'm gonna warn you, it's around 2 and a bit hours, maybe 2.5 hours, and it mainly just shows the games, not really the console itself. It mainly just shows you all the exclusive games. Now, here's a quick list of some exclusive games that, you know, you might enjoy. So you've got Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Gran Turismo 7, Godfall, Horizon Forbidden West, Oddworld, Soulstorm, Resident Evil 8 Village, Demon's Souls, GTA 5 Enhanced, and lots more. In fact, Sony has announced 26 new games for the new PS5. So it's exciting news. So along with the new console, which is to say hasn't really released much details, just design really and a couple of specs, they've released 26 new games. So at least you know when you're buying the console, you're going to be packed with brand new games. So now at least the question, guys, is shall I get it? Now, it depends what branch you come under. I mean, it always does with tech. If you've got the PlayStation 4, well, obviously, it's going to be a better jump. However, guys, the Xbox Series X. The Xbox Series X is apparently packed in a bit better specs, a bit more power, CPU, GPU, all that. It seems like it's actually a more powerful console. But I mean, later when we get more details, we'll actually do a good comparison of it, of both consoles. But at the minute, I mean, I don't have much news. But if you want to go and buy it, guys, you know, I would. It seems very good. As I say, it doesn't really matter what the console looks like. It just matters how it performs. And it seems to perform with the specs pretty good. So yeah, if you're going from PS4, go to PS5. If you want to switch over Xbox, do that. But guys, it's probably going to be worth the wait. As I say, it's going to be around August, September time. So yeah, that is mainly the PS5. Everything you really need to know from design, games, a couple of performance. So yeah, there's not much out there at the minute for the PlayStation 5. But as time goes on, guys, we'll get more and more stuff. So that was a quick look at the PS5. So there you go, guys. Everything you need to know at the minute of the new PlayStation 5. So any question, guys, that you have, please ask me on my Instagram at check_your_tech. And drop a follow. And I hope you've enjoyed episode 9. I've been Josh, and thanks for listening to Check Your Tech. Goodbye, and I'll see you all in the next one.